run to Nebraska. Oh, by the way, the game was in Omaha. There you go. Oh, as the, now, it was being run by the on-field host. We had a meeting in the offseason. It was unanimous to dump this guy. Right? We then said, do we have suggestions? We all came back the next day. We had 1,264 suggestions that we thought were better. Did somebody forget to make a call? All right. Great to have you here on what is a beautiful night for baseball. Tim Battle and David Carpenter will bring out their lineup cards, and here are the cards and the names they have on it. Jordan Rogers will lead off, play left field for West Virginia. He'll be followed in the lineup and playing second base by Benny Bikar. Jeff LaCorey will be in right field, hit third. Luis Ismaili will be at first base and back cleanup. Joey Spence behind the plate will bat fifth. Ryan Garbach will be the DH, batting sixth. It'll be Dalton Wentz at shortstop, batting seventh. Dariel Osorio will be at third base and bat eighth. And Jared Ford in center field, batting ninth. And on the mound will be Cody Butuan. He'll be the starter for West Virginia tonight. Butuan making his first appearance. The 6'8", 200-pound right-hander out of Sugar Land, Texas. He is 19 years of age, out of the Bo Porter Academy. Bo Porter, of course, managed in this league with Jamestown against State College. Bo Porter managed the Houston Astros. Bo Porter played defensive back against Penn State when he was at Iowa. Other than that, we don't have any read on Bo Porter. Liked Bo very much. For State College, Jackson Cobb at first base to lead it off. Samuel Benjamin in center field with his second. Cade Climie, his first appearance as a spike. He played here last year. He is coming off a dynamic Junior College World Series where he led Blinn Junior College to the title. He won the Kirby Puckett Award. He had 17 runs knocked into the tournament, which is one off the tournament record, and scored 15 runs in the tournament and hit .556. I said to him when I saw him in the field, I said, don't cool off. Daniil Ortiz will be the DH at cleanup. Carson Luna at second base will hit fifth. Manny Jackson, the catcher, will hit sixth. Tyson Bass in left field hitting seventh. Blake Wilson, the shortstop, batting eighth. And Derek Wiley, the right fielder, batting ninth, with Carson Bailey, the left-hander, on the mound. The Spikes come in with a record of 2-1 on the season, as does West Virginia. So those are the teams that are off to the good starts so far in the opening weekend, as they're both 2-1, as is Williamsport to this stage. So, of course, State College crafted its record while playing on the road, and West Virginia crafted its 2-1 record playing in Morgantown. And now we're just about set to go. The umpires for tonight's game, Martin Hassenfuss behind the plate. Albert Jones down at first, and Pete Lakis will be the third base umpire for this one tonight. The Spikes lead the league with a 2.03 ERA. Second in the opening three games, West Virginia with a 2.67 ERA. And the Spikes wearing their reds tonight, saying State College across the front with the gold trim, white pants, blue hats. They gather at first base. They break the huddle and they run onto the field here at Medler Field at Lombrano Park. Now, what's been great is that when you look at the numbers hitting-wise, Spikes also lead the league in hitting at .282. And they've been getting on base. West Virginia's fourth in the league, hitting .202. In the opening week of the season. So that's where we are. So the 18-year-old left-hander Carson Bailey on the mound out of Richardson, Texas and Pierce High School, 6'3", 195 pounds. Defensively, Cobb will be at first, Luna at second, Wilson at short, Climie at third. Cade last year wore number 4. Right now at the Spikes, he wears 38. Bass will be in left, Benjamin in center, Wiley in right, and Manny Jackson behind the plate. As we get ready for the opening pitch of the home season, the first of 40 dates here at Medlar Field Lipano Park. 39 great nights of baseball, one fun afternoon on July 25th. All the starts this year at 6:35. No more 4:05 starts on Sunday. Every game is 6:35, except for Summer Splash Day on July 25th. And it turns out that the two holidays, the 4th of July and Labor Day, are both at Williamsport this year. But the Spikes will have a big 3rd of July fireworks celebration here. Pitch clock is in operation. There were times last year that was up and down, not this time. 325 left field line, 378 left center, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Penn State graduates in there tonight. 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center all the way around to the monster in right, which is 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. Jordan Rogers will lead it off. And here's the opening pitch. Low and inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. A little cooler tonight than people thought it would be. That's on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Rogers at 167. He's 1-for-6 so far. He's driven in a run. And the pitch by Bailey is low and inside for a ball. And the pitch. Pop foul, first base side, drifting out of play. In fact, that will land about 10 rows and bounce into the concourse on that first base side. Two balls and two strikes. That pitch just missed. He runs it full, 3-2. Rogers batting from the right side of the plate. Out of Waco, Texas, played at Wichita State. That's tap foul at the plate, just barely got a piece of that. Still 3-2. Bailey delivers. Breaking ball, outside ball, 4. Rogers is aboard. That's something the Spikes have not been doing. They have not been giving up walks. That'll bring up Bikar. Benny Bikar hitting .400 in the early going, .205 in the two games he's played with a run scored. He's knocked in 2 runs. Middle infield double play depth. Strike right down the heart. Bailey gets ahead with a first pitch strike. Lefty goes set. Rogers leads at first. The pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Quickly, 0-2. Rogers is 3-for-3 in stolen bases. Inches out to that lead at first, being held on by Cobb. The lefty to the plate. That's fouled at the plate, rolls down the runway, first base side. Still 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes. So far he's thrown that sinker. He's thrown a fastball. And the lefty delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him. Presented by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. That's the first strikeout of the home season as he gets him swinging. Jeff LaCorey to the plate. LaCorey. Good start for him, 3-for-7 at .429. He's knocked in 4 runs, bats from the left side. Middle infield still at double play depth with 1 out. And good job by Jackson blocking that sinker in the dirt. It's 1-0. LaCorey out of Florida International, 6'1", 194-pounder, his hometown, Lake Mary, Florida. He is 22 years of age. Set by Bailey. Throws to first, and back standing is Rodgers. Again, Rodgers 3-for-3 this season in stolen bases. Inches out to his lead at first. Pretty good lead at first, too. The pitch. Outside corner with a fastball for a strike. Gets 1-1. Ball and a strike. Left arm dangling, and now with that green glove, he goes set. And there it goes. Rodgers, pitch outside for a ball. Throw to second, and he is safe at second. Steals the bag. His fourth stolen base of the early season. 2-1 now, the count on LaCorey, who's driven in 4. Open stance, left-handed box, and the pitch. It's on the ground, rolled to second. Luna to his left, picks it up, throws to first, in time to Cobb. Moving to third on the play is Rodgers, 2 down. Lucas Ismaili to the plate.
First baseman,
55,
Lucas Ismaili.
Ismaili is 0-for-12 so far with a run scored. He has 1 walk. Bats on the right side, taps it foul at the plate, it's 0-1. So that's 3 first pitch strikes now for Bailey. Ismaili out of the University of South Alabama. 6 foot, 195 pounder out of Dunedin, Florida. And the pitch. And it gets away from Jackson off the bricks, and it hit him. That's why it got away. Hit by a pitch. So dead ball, first and third with 2 outs. Joey Spence to the plate. The catcher, 1-for-5 in the only game he's played for West Virginia. Spence out of West Bend, Wisconsin. Played his college baseball at Notre Dame. 21 years of age, won't turn 22 until October. 2 outs, first and third. Opening inning. Went around on that one. He was fooled by it. 0-1 the count. Leans in, and Bailey gets what he wants to the plate. Low and outside. 1-1. Pitch clock out in center field. There's also one right behind home plate. You get 20 seconds. There's no difference between windup with nobody on base or with guys on base in this league. On the ground to second, and off the leg of Cobb, and it's going to be an error. Run will score, 1-0 West Virginia. Moving to second on the play is Ismaili. So here's the DH. Ryan Graybach, the DH, to the plate. Graybach, 1-for-4 in the only game he's played. Bats from the right side. Graybach also catches. Out of Tucson, Arizona, played his baseball at Morehead State. 23 years of age, and takes one in the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count, 1-0 West Virginia, top of the first. First and second with 2 outs. Bailey goes set. Waits and delivers. In the air, right field line, slicing foul toward the Spikes bullpen and out of play. No balls and 2 strikes. Bailey so far has thrown 21 pitches in this opening inning. First and second, 2 outs, 1 run in. Here is the set, check second. Waits and delivers. That's lined up the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Benjamin in center. He bobbles. It gets past him. 1 run will score. There'll be 2 runs scoring on this one. Graybach around second on his way to third. They finally get it in there. They're waving him in. They want to bring him to the plate, to the throw to the plate, and he is out at home. They'll get 2 runs out of it. It'll be a second error, so it'll be a single, 1 RBI. An error to get 1 run in and then thrown out at the plate, 8-6-2. So they get three runs on one hit. There were two errors and nobody left. Half inning done. 3-0 West Virginia on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Miller Field at Lombardo Park on this beautiful Friday evening for baseball. 71 degrees at game time. Few puffy clouds up there. That's it. It's going to be a nice weekend all the way through. And now the Spikes will get to see on the mound Cody Bodawan. Bodawan, 19 years of age, 6'8", 200-pound right-hander out of Sugar Land, Texas, and the Bo Porter Academy. And so they get a chance now to see him on the mound in this one tonight. It'll be Jackson Cobb leading it off. Cobb, 1-for-2 last night with a walk and 3 runs scored. He's 1-for-7 on the season at 143. Up on the grass at third is Orsia, and that is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count on Cobb. Jackson Cobb out of Texarkana, Texas. College baseball at Georgia Gwinnett. Hit .385 this year. That's up high for a ball at the letters. It's 1-1. He hit .385. He knocked in 63 runs, and he only did it with 2 home runs with along the way at 16 doubles, 8 triples. Pitch. That is looped into shallow center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. The Spikes had the leadoff man aboard, and the leadoff man has speed. Cobb, so far, does not have a stolen base with the Spikes because he's only been on base twice. Well, at Georgia Gwinnett, he was 29-38 in stolen bases this year. And that will bring Samuel Benjamin to the plate. And the pitch, up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Benjamin went 3-for-6 at Trenton last night. He's hitting .467 at 7-for-15 on the young season. He's knocked in 4 runs. Cobb decent lead at first. The pitch, that's popped over our heads and out of play. It's 1 ball and 1 strike to Benjamin. On deck, Cade Climie. And boy, did he swing a bat this year. You saw the signs of it last year with the Spikes when he hit .316 here. Drove in 9. The pitch, that is hit down the line, right field, that is hooking, foul. Left the ballpark, but foul. Long strike, a ball and 2 strikes on Samuel Benjamin. 6 foot, 195 pounder. 3-0 West Virginia in the bottom of the first. Bodawan goes set, middle infield double play, depth. That is down the right field line. That's well hit again, and that one is gone. He knocks it out of the park. He just missed on the previous pitch. He didn't miss on that one. Benjamin, the first extra base hit for the Spikes this season is a two-run homer. It's 3-2 West Virginia. You want to talk about the ability to read a guy. He just missed on the previous pitch. I mean, he knocked it way out of the park on the previous pitch. Did the same thing there, just a little bit more to the left. He didn't pull a Carlton Fisk and wave it. He didn't have to. All right. Here comes Kay Climie to the plate. Climie at 394 at Blinn this year. 20 home runs, 74 knocked in, 23 doubles. Low and outside. Last year with the Spikes, he had 316. No home runs, 9 knocked in with 5 doubles. He was the Junior College World Series MVP, winning the Kirby Puckett Award. The pitch. Inside for a ball. It's 2-0. He had a 796 slugging percentage at Blinn this year. 509 on base percentage. He is scheduled now to go to the University of Houston. He was going to go to Texas A&M. He went there. Then he changed up. He went to Blinn. He said, look, we can win a championship there, and they did. Driven left center field. That one's in the gap. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Climbing around first. On his way to second. Kay will pull in with a stand-up double. Remember what I said in the pregame show? This team doesn't have an extra base hit so far. Forget it. They're blistering the ball tonight. Daniel Ortiz to the plate. Ortiz last night went 2-for-3 at Trenton, knocked in a pair of runs, had a couple of walks, sacrifice fly as well. Great start for him. This guy, this is how kind of start he's off. We went for 2-for-3 last night. His average went down to 714. Here is the set. Bodewin delivers. Up high and tight at the letters to the right-handed hitter. It's 1-0. Climie stays hot. Wow. Shadow halfway between the pitcher's mound and home plate. The pitch. Low and outside. 2-0 the count. Let's face it, Bodewin has to be a bit shaken right now as Joey Spence, his catcher, goes out to talk to him. Tim Battle coaching down at third. And Darnell Sweeney at first. 3-2 West Virginia. Started out the night at 71 degrees, now it's 70. Here in the ballpark, just a beautiful evening. See clear all the way down the mountain range to Pleasant Gap. The pitch. Out inside corner for a strike, 2-1. You got another Pleasant Gap and out toward Bellefonte. You can see all the way down there. It's so clear tonight. Great crowd on hand on opening night. Fireworks after the game, fireworks tomorrow. 2-1. In tight, 3-1 now in Ortiz. On deck, Carson Luna. So a two-run homer by Benjamin. Climie with a double. He stays red hot. Still nobody out. 3-1 the count on the pitch on its way. High and tight. Backed him away. Ball four. First and second with nobody out. Kind of funny when Climie drove it to where he did to not say toward the nook. It's gone. I mean, we had to get rid of something. So we had a choice between the nook and the on-field host, and we kept that guy? Really? That one is in the right field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Coming around is Climie from third. He comes to the plate. He'll score. Throw to third. Not in time. Now they got him hung up. Luna between first and second. But they don't want to gamble on a throw. Game tied at three. Luna knocks in the run. His fourth RBI with the Spikes on the young season. He went 1-for-4, knocked in one last night. First and third, and still nobody out. Manny Jackson, the former Williamsport crosscutter, did not play last night. He was 4-for-5 at the plate on Wednesday with a run scored. Outside to the left-handed hitting catcher out of Norfolk State. Coral Gables, Florida, 22 years of age, 6'4", 205 pounds. This year at Norfolk State at 330 with three home runs and 30 knocked in. And the pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. It's a strike, and Luna will steal second. Carson Luna now 2-for-2 in stolen bases. And the Spikes, who have been running early and often this season, have runners at second and third and nobody out in a 3-3 game in the first. Now Manny Jackson can knock one in. The pitch. He lifts it in the air, shallow center, Bermuda Triangle coming in. Ford makes the catch. He dropped it. Everybody safe. And scoring from third will be Ortiz, 4-3 State College. That was not a transfer. He just dropped it. Bodawan needed a break and did not get it. He needed help from his fielders and didn't get it. So here's Tyson Bass. Bass out of North Carolina Wesleyan, 3-for-10 on the young season, was 2-for-4 last night. He knocked in three and a wave and a miss at that one. It's 0-1. 6'3", 205-pounder. Out of La Cama, North Carolina. 9 home runs, 35 knocked in at 315 with 10 doubles at North Carolina Wesleyan this season. The pitch, way outside for a ball. It's 1-1. Still nobody out. 4-3 State College. First and second. Luna at second, Jackson at first. Luna with plenty of speed down at second. Set. Bodawan delivers. Bounce that one in. Great job by Spence to block it and keep it in front of him. 2-1 the count. Wind is blowing out and toward right field tonight on this 70-degree evening. Two and one the count. Bats from the right side. Bodawan sets. The pitch up high to Bass. It's 3-1. Well, he has thrown already 23 pitches in this inning. There's still nobody out. Now again, one of them was an error. 4-3 State College, bottom of the first. And the pitch. Up high, ball four, walked him. Bases loaded. Let's see if David Carpenter comes out, and he does. There is right-handed action in the West Virginia bullpen. Now, the one thing they should do in this league, right out of the gate, one thing they should do in this league is they should put a timer on the mound visit. Right? In other words, the clock's not running right now. Okay? I know it's a teaching league and so forth, but there's only so much you can do. He's going to take him out. So Bodawan is out of there. And it was a rough outing for him. Not what he hoped in his first start. To this point, he's given up 4 hits, 4 runs, walk 2. And they will make a pitching change, and they'll go to the right-hander. So he does not get an out. And let's see which direction they want to go in as David Carpenter makes the move. I think part of it is that he not only didn't get an out, it's the number of pitches he threw. And he'd already thrown 24 pitches. Only 11 were strikes. And it's going to be bases loaded, nobody out. Tonight's opening pitch, by the way, was brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. And that first strikeout that Carson Bailey had in the first inning was brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, offering clinical excellence and compassionate care with 220 providers across 20 locations. Meet our great team at mountainindy.org. So they go to the bullpen. and Christian Womble will check in. Out of Western Massachusetts, Pittsfield. At one point, Pittsfield had a minor league team, the Pittsfield Red Sox. Long time ago, back in the 60s, early 70s. 6 foot, 205 pounder out of Jackson State. So Christian Womble will take over here on the mound. It's what a manager does not want to do. They do not want to go get their pitcher in the first inning. But David Carpenter had to do that tonight. He had no choice. So seven hitters to the plate. Everybody's been on base. Benjamin's hit a two-run homer. Luna's knocked in a run. And another run scored on an error. Blake Wilson to the plate out of Parker, Colorado. 0 for 4 last night. He's 0 for 9 in the young season. He has scored two runs because he's picked up a couple of walks as a stolen base. Here is the set by Womble, the pitch. In tight for a ball, backed him away in that right-handed box. It is 1-0. Played for Green Bay in the Northwoods League last year. He had 352. And the pitch, it's down low for a ball. At Fort Scott Junior College in 2023, he had 13 home runs. He was 9 for 10 in stolen bases. Wilson in the right-handed box. Shortstop waits. Womble delivers. Hit in the air. Center field. Back goes Ford. Back he goes. Back he goes. And it's going to be a ground rule double as it bounces off the wall. It's... two runs will score. Spikes now lead at 6-3. That is the third extra base hit of the inning. And moving to third on the play was Bass. And here's Derek Wiley looking to break through. Wilson's broken through. Now it's Wiley. Wiley, 0 for 4 last night with a walk and a run scored. And the pitch. That's a strike outer edge. Still nobody out. He is the ninth hitter of the inning. Out of Warner Robins, Georgia, played at Columbus State. And the pitch to the big man on the ground to second. This will score another run. Picked up there by Bakar, throws to first in time. They get an out, but it's an out that brings in a run. Moving to third in the play is Wilson as Bass scores from third, and the Spikes now lead it 7-3. So back to the top of the order, and Jackson Cobb, who singled the center. 10th hitter of the inning, they've hit around. 7-3 Spikes, the pitch. And that's in there for a strike. Tim Battle's done exactly what a third base coach loves to do. He's been waving people home. And Womble delivers a wave and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. It's 0-2. Seven to three, State College. We're still in the first inning with one out. Runner on third is Wilson. That missed low and inside. 1-2 the count. There is the set. And the 1-2. Way outside, 2-2. Probably a purpose pitch there, but missed way outside with it. 2-2 the count. So he's got sinker, changeup, sinker in this sequence. Swing and a miss. Strike three got him. Two outs. Womble gets the first strikeout for the Bears tonight. Samuel Benjamin hit a high home run to right field. It was so high, I believe it burned up on reentry. So, open stance, left-handed box. The pitch. That's in there for a strike. So Womble's coming in. He's, for the most part, settled things down, although he gave up the double to Wilson. He doesn't want to face climbing. He's on deck. Womble goes set. Right-hander works from the first base side of the mound and delivers. Lifted in the air, playable left field. Rogers waits for it, goes back a couple of steps, puts it away, and the inning is over. But the spikes send 11 to the plate and 7 score at the end of one inning. 7-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
We get rolling here in the top of the second inning, 7-3 State College. Dalton Wentz will lead it off, to be followed by Dario Osorio and Jarrett Ford, the bottom third of the order. Wave and a miss as Carson Bailey gets to work here. Wentz at 273, 3 for 11 on the young season. He's driven in two. Outside for a ball. Wentz out of Lynchburg, Virginia. Just 18 years of age, so teenager against teenager here with a 3-1 count. And that's fouled to the plate. It's full 3-2. Yeah, Wentz won't turn 19 years of age until July 28th. He is the McDonald strikeout guy. And the pitch. In tight, ball four. Ball gets away. Jackson will have to track it down. Wentz, though, not exactly busting it down to first. Makes life a little easier when a guy's not going to run hard. And Dariel Osorio to the plate. Third baseman steps in here. Osorio 250, 2-for-8 in the young season. No home runs, one knocked in. Middle infield, double play depth. Soria out of the Bronx, played at Western Oklahoma. And that's outside for a ball. 19 years of age. He'll turn 20 in a couple of weeks on June the 20th. 1-0 the count. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Good location that time for Bailey. 1-1 the count for Carson. Middle infield, double play depth. Outfield straight away, not deep. Climby back of the bag at third. The pitch. Low in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Good job by Jackson to keep that one in front. 7-3 State College. 5 hits in the first inning. 3 extra base hits. 2 doubles and a home run by Benjamin. Swing and a miss. 2-2. High fastball that time. 2-2 the count. Bailey, the left-hander, works on the third base side, delivers. Way outside, full 3-2. Back-to-back 3-2 counts. Leans in, and the lefty gets what he wants. 3-2. There goes the runner. Down in there for a strike. Struck him out. The throw to second is not in time. He stole the bag. That ball was in the dirt, but he gets his second strikeout of the ball game. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health, earning 5 stars from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service. In 2021, 22, and 23, we were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. So there's one out. Second strikeout for Bailey. That's low and inside to Ford. Jarrett Ford at the plate. Out of Decatur, Georgia, went to Young Harris College. 24 years of age. The pitch. That is looped. Shallow right field. That's trouble. Coming on. Making a catch in right field. A fabulous play. What a play by Derek Wiley. He judged it perfectly. It was going to be trouble, and he slid and made the catch. Retreating to second. Wentz, two gone. What a play by Derek Wiley. Remember when Bodawan was out there and his center fielder dropped it, and I said, you need to have your fielders help you? Wiley just helped his pitcher. Big time. What a play. Two outs now. Back to the top of the order, and Rogers, who walked and scored in the first, he stole a base. Good pitch on the outside corner that time. Owen won the count. Also, good job by Jackson of framing it just a bit. He pulled it back maybe 2 inches. Owen won the count. And the pitch. It's low and inside. Good job by Jackson to block it. Keeps Wentz at second. So far in the game, now this is the 10th hitter. That's 7 first pitch strikes for Bailey in the game. It's not bad for an 18-year-old. It has to be the largest crowd he's ever pitched in front of. And the set. Check second. Looks right at Wentz. And the pitch. In tight with a fastball. It's 2-1. Wentz led with a walk. He stole second, but Osorio has struck out, and Ford on the great play by Wiley in right field. And it was a great play. There's two outs. 7-3 State College. Top half of the second inning. Two outs. Bailey waits. And with that green glove, he steps off. Said to Joe Putnam, I need a glove. That's the one you found him? Here's the pitch, 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Manny tried to frame that one, but that was a little too far out to frame that time. Anytime you got to pull it back that far, it's a giveaway. 3-1 the count. Throwing 41 pitches. And on to first he goes. So first and second now with two outs. And Bacard to the plate, who struck out swinging back in the first. That's on the right side. 7-3 State College, top of the second, two outs. First and second. The pitch. Up high to Bacard. Not a big target out there. Bacard's 5'8". Blake Bodawan, the starting pitcher tonight for West Virginia out of the Bo Porter Academy. Yes, I saw Bo play against Penn State at Iowa. I was a witness. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and he was late on that one. 1-1 the count. Lefty now, check second. And the pitch outside, maybe a bit high, too. Two balls and a strike to Benny Bacar. Bacar out of Avon Park, Florida. I believe, Joe, you have a home there, don't you? That's on the ground to short, backing up. Wilson goes the short way. Good job at second by Luna to reel it in, and the inning is over. No runs. No hits, and a pair left at the end of an inning and a half. It is 7-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/older adults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Miller Field at Lebrano Park. Great to be with you on the opening night home opener for the Spikes, who are 2-1 and now with a 7-3 lead over West Virginia. And Womble will go back to work, and it's going to be Climie, Ortiz, and Luna, 3, 4, and 5 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the second inning. It's already 7-3 State College. And here's the pitch. Way outside, bounced that one in. 1-1 and no strikes the count. Climie doubled, staying hot from what he did in the Junior College World Series. He drove in 17. He scored 15 runs in the series. He had 556. That's down low for a ball. I told him the David Ortiz story when the Cardinals went up to him in the 2004 World Series before the game. He says, "You are red hot. You need to stop." I looked at him. I said, "Kate, don't stop." Checked it. That's a strike. 2-1 the count. Wind has really picked up about 10 to 15 miles per hour and blowing out toward right field. The pitch. Ooh, outside corner for a strike. 2-2 the count on Clint. Cade wore number 4 last year, drove in 9 for the Spikes, hit 316. And the pitch, that is the second, over Bakar's head into right field for a base hit. He stays hot. I mean, Joe, I know you don't think I prepare for these games. Here's Daniel Ortiz, who walked and scored back in the first. All right, so are we still throwing hot dogs this year? Oh, are we really? Oh, fourth inning? Oh, good. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike. We were going to have the on-field host throw the hot dogs, but last year he ate them. It's just, Joe, it's not a good sign. Oh, and won the count on Ortiz. We're in the bottom of the second, 7-3 State College. In tight at the belt to the right-handed hitter. It's 1-1. Outfield straight away a little deeper. Rogers a little deeper in left. Ford's a little deeper in center. He's already been burned a couple of times tonight. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Terrific pitch by Womble. 1-2 the count. Climbing off to his lead at first. He was 4-for-4 in stolen bases this year at Blinn Junior College. He goes. up high, and he threw it over the head of the catcher into the backstop. That'll be a stolen base. He was going to get there anyway. He had a great jump on that play. Not a good jump. He had a great jump. Sure, he could score that a wild pitch. Whoa, hot dogs. Yes, ask and ye shall receive. How about that? Look at that. Oh, they brought a bunch in. It's obviously opening night. Climby on second. 2-2 the count. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Strike three. Got him second strikeout for Womble in the ballgame. And that'll bring Carson Luna to the plate. Knocked in a run with a base hit. Stole a base and scored in the first. So it's the bottom of the fourth, top of the fourth. When are we doing this, Joe? Middle of the fourth. Ooh. Excitement reigns. And the pitch. Low and outside for a ball to Carson Luna. Remember last year we threw them out there and the on-field host threw the little kids out of the way to get one? I thought that was bad form. Looked like George Costanza. Set. And Luna delivers. Womble delivers to Luna outside for a ball. 2-0 the count on Carson. Luna off to a terrific start. Now 4 for 14 at 286. He's already scored three runs on the young season. That's in there for a strike. Womble, to his credit, has settled things down for West Virginia, and they needed it. 2-1 the count of Carson Luna. Luna waits in the right-handed box. The pitch fouled straight back to the screen. It's 2-2. It'll be picked up by Manny Jackson in the on-deck circle. Looks like we have, they're not throwing in the Spikes bullpen, but at some point they're going to have to. I don't know how much further Carson Bailey can go. Bailey's already thrown 46 pitches, so probably one more inning. On the ground to third, picked up there, fires to first in time. Climby holds it second, two down. Good job by Osorio at third to make the play, and two out. Manny Jackson, one of the key plays of the opening inning was his fly ball to center field that Ford dropped right when Bodawan was on the verge of finally getting it out, maybe settling down. His guy didn't help him. Manny was 4-for-5 on Wednesday night, and the pitch. Outside for ball, 1-0 the count. Manny played in a couple of games last year at Williamsport. He actually had a home run. He hit 286. He only played in a couple of games. He was 2-for-7. Pitch. Swing and a miss. A bit late on that one. It's 1-1. Boy, that wind's really picked up. The flags are starched, blowing to right field. Womble looks in. Gets what he wants. Looks at second and Climby. The 1-1. That's fouled straight back to the screen, 1-2. Two outs, Climby on second. 7-3 State College in the bottom of the second inning. What a way to start the season. Great crowd, great weather. One and two the count. That is fouled over the screen into the concourse. That was a screamer, or as they would say in New Bedford, a screamer. Still 1-2. Talking about the incident last year where you threw the little kids out of the way to get a hot dog. I thought that was bad. That pitch misses down low, 2-2 the count. Unanimous vote in the offseason to remove you. They forgot to inform you. Two and two the count, my buddy. That's called strike three. Got him and the inning is over. So no runs, a leadoff hit goes for naught. Third strikeout for Womble in the ballgame. And at the end of two full, 7-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top half of the third. And the pitch. That's in there for strikes. That's 9 first pitch strikes. So getting ahead of the hitter has not been the issue. They're not throwing any baseballs yet down in the bullpen. They're just throwing a football. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That bottom fell out of that one, and Joey Spence did not catch up to it. It's 0-2. Spence reached on an error by Cobb, the first baseman. Back in the first. Fireworks tonight, fireworks tomorrow. The pitch. Outside, purpose pitch. 1-2 the count. Ball and 2 strikes. The hot dogs have arrived. That's been another fun. Look, the pitch. Call strike 3. Got him. Great change up that time. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team. It turns out that one member of my family is joining that all-star team. Mountain Indy Health offers existing opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. That is the third strikeout for Carson Bailey. That was a terrific pitch. Grabish singled, got past Benjamin, and was thrown out at the plate. 8-6-2. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball. 10 first pitch strikes. We're in the top of the third inning. 7-3 State College. First and second with one out. We got fireworks all over the place this summer, too. That third of the July fireworks show is going to be spectacular. The pitch. Wave and a miss. He fooled him on that one. It's 0-2. Great theme nights. And he goes set. And the pitch. Called strike 3. Got him. Fastball at the belt. 4 strikeouts now for Carson Bailey. Mountain Nittany Health's team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit mountainnittany.org for more information. So we got some fun nights coming up here at the ballpark. McDonald's strikeout guy, Dalton Wentz, he walked his first time, stole a base, and was stranded. First and second now, 2 outs. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bailey. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, and it looks like Carson is starting to find a little bit of a groove. Left-hander, the 18-year-old left-hander. Stares in, goes set. Looks at second. And now backs off. LaCorey at second base dancing around enough trying to distract him, and did. The 0-1. And throws to second. They got a shot at him, and he dropped it. He was going to be safe anyway. No matter what, if he caught the ball, if Luna had caught it, he still would have been safe. Oh, and one the count, and Wentz the batter. First and second, 2 outs. 7-3 State College, top of the third. Outside for a ball, it's level at 1-1. Penn State Graduate School out in the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion tonight. Great to have them here. That's filled up. Luxury suites, mostly filled here tonight. Great crowd. Backed them away. Inside and low to the right-handed hitter. 2-1 the count to Wentz. Wind blowing to right now about 5-10. Crystal clear night. The pitch. High and away to Wentz. 3-1 now the count. So now he's been pitching with confidence after the back-to-back strikeouts. Now he's one pitch away from loading the bases. Bailey leans in, gets what he wants. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Took a little bit off that one. It's 3-2. Well, as we mentioned earlier, Wentz is the McDonald's strikeout guy. And the last time, by the way, it was a 3-1 count. He ran it to 3-2 and then lost him on a walk. The set deals. Ball four, same thing as the last time. Got him to 3-1, threw a strike to 3-2, and then lost him with a walk. Bases loaded. Dariel Osorio struck out swinging back in the second. Two outs, bases loaded, top of the third, 7-3, State College. All the runs scored in the first inning. The pitch. That's a strike. Well, I'll tell you, that if they taught him in high school at Pierce High School to get ahead of hitters with a first pitch strike, he obviously listened. That's 12 of them so far. The pitch. Low and inside. 1-1 the count. So he's faced 17 hitters. 12 have seen a first pitch strike. 1-1. Hit high in the air, down the left field line, circling over is Bass, at the line, puts it away, and the inning is over. West Virginia loads the bases but does not score. No runs, a couple of hits, bases left loaded, end of 2.5. It is 7-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Christian Womble works his way into the bottom of the third inning. And Spikes Baseball presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Tyler Bass, who caught the final out of the top of the third, will lead off the bottom of the third, followed by Blake Wilson and Derek Wiley. 7, 8, 9 in the Spikes batting order here in the bottom of the third. First pitch to him outside for a ball. Womble, to his credit, has stepped in. He has settled things down after a 7-run first inning for the Spikes. About it, West Virginia, 6-3. The pitch, low for a ball, 2-0 the count. Bass walked and scored in the first. And the set by Womble. He always works from the stretch. And a swing and a miss. High at the letters he went after at that time. Two and one the count. Bass waits. And the pitch. It's in the air, foul, first base side. And out of play. You can see some of the construction that's going on outside the ballpark, sitting up here where they're working on the locker room areas. Can't see the locker room yet, but they had to expand out. So you can see where they've expanded out near Burgertopia. Wave and a miss. Strike three got him. So that is strikeout number four for Christian Womble. Blake Wilson doubled, knocked in a pair of runs in the first. Wilson bats on the right side.
Tell you, based on what I see in the Spikes bullpen, it looks like it's fouled first base side out of play. Carson Bailey's going to get the fourth inning. I don't see anything down there that indicates to me that Carson Bailey's coming out of the game. Now, he's not going to go more than four. I mean, no starter for the Spikes has gone more than four to start the season. I mean, none of them have. Pitch to Wilson. In tight for a ball. 1-1 the count. Boudreau went three innings on opening night. Tanner Wiggins went four on night number two. And Delaina went four innings last night as starters. And that hit him on the left elbow. Spikes have had a base runner in every inning, and they have another one here in Wilson. And here's Derek Wiley to the plate. Knocked in a run with a ground out to second. Look, Wiley's a guy that has power. Derek hit 18 home runs this year for Columbus State. He drove in 50-90 at 365. He had 13 doubles. He had a 697 slugging percentage. Pitch outside for a ball. Now, here's the irony. Three seasons at Columbus State, he played 162 games. So that's a full season of Major League Baseball. So in 162 games, we'll get his numbers for you in a moment here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. In the 162 games, he had 56 home runs. He drove in 190 with a 688 slugging percentage. And the pitch, swing and a miss, just trying to find his timing right now because you know he can hit. Wilson leads. 1-for-1 in stolen bases, and that's hit in the air foul by Wiley toward Bergatopia and out of play. Takes a big bounce. One and two on Derek. They play him straight away and deep in the outfield. Middle infield double play depth. The set and the pitch. On the ground, left side, into left field for a base hit between short and third. So Wiley gets his first hit. Stopping at second is Wilson. And with one out, first and second for the leadoff hitter, Jackson Cobb, who's 1-for-2. Single to center, walked home on the Benjamin home run, then struck out swinging in the second. Actually struck out swinging in the first. Both of his at-bats were in the first inning. They sent 11 to the plate. Cobb bats from the left side. First and second, one out. Fastball outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. Went to Georgia Gwinnett. He knocked in 63 this year there. He actually played a season at Kansas. And the pitch. Squares the bunt, puts it down, and does not put it out far enough. It's a foul ball. Spence jumped out, got to it right away. He just deadened the ball right in front of the plate. Cobb played one season at Kansas. He had a 339 on base percentage there. He had a home run for the Jayhawks as well. And the pitch. Wave and a miss. It's 1-2 on the breaking ball by Womble. First and second with one out. Wilson's on second. Wiley's on first. Womble goes set, the right-hander. To the plate. That just missed outside. Not a bad pitch. 2-2. Good job by Cobb to read that one. Benjamin on deck. He's homered tonight. And it was a long home run. 2-2. And the pitch. It's rolled on the ground to first. They throw to second. One. Can't get the relay. Cobb's too fast. They get the fielder's choice at second. First and third, two outs. Good play by Ismaili, the first baseman, to get it over there. All right, so now you have first and third and two outs with Benjamin at the plate. Let's see if they run Cobb here. Cobb so far has not stolen a base, but was 29-38 this year at Georgia Gwinnett. Infield backs up with two outs. The pitch, swing and a miss by Benjamin. Hit twice in the first inning, a long two-run homer to right to get the spikes on the board. Then he flew out to left to end the inning. 0-1 the count. Climbing on deck. Benjamin in that left-handed box waits. Throw to first. Cobb gets back. No tag. And Womble looks in. And the set. And the pitch. That's fouled right by Kate Climie, who's on deck. It's 0-2. I did not get the distance, though, in the Benjamin home run. I never did see that. I thought it was tagged. It was an easy one to call. 436 feet. So Brendan McKay hit one 458 over there, right? So he missed that by 22 feet. Swing and a miss. Throw to first. Cobb gets back. That should be strike three. It is strike three. One of the two of us is paying attention. The inning's over. No runs a hit and two left. At the end of three full, 7-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Spikes last year drew 112,209. Spikes last year drew 112,209. They're off to a great start for this season with this crowd here tonight as Joe Putnam takes over here in the middle three innings.
And a 7-3 lead for the Spikes answered West Virginia's field goal drive to begin the game with a touchdown of their own. They've held on to that lead here into the second quarter.
Look, Joe, you got to knock it in.
Ground ball to the left side, past the diving shortstop, Blake Wilson, for a base hit for Ford. So the leadoff man is on here in the top of the fourth inning. And it'll bring up Jordan Rogers. And Rogers walked back in the first inning, stole a base, and scored. It was a wild first inning. All 10 runs in the opening frame. It's kind of reminiscent of the opening game of the season in Trenton for the Spikes. Scored, had five runs against them in the bottom of the first, scored four in the top of the second.
Look, you can't get to the red zone and knock, I mean, and just settle. I mean, West Virginia went to the red zone and settled.
Well, the hope is that they'll do that late in the month of August.
August 31st. Not that I'm counting down.
There's a lot of folks counting down around here. And the 1-0, that's in the dirt. Gets away from Jackson, taking off for second. And making it is Ford.
And here comes Tim.
Yep.
Well, Ashley's coming out, too.
And I think they're going to look at Manny Jackson.
It's Manny Jackson. They're not going to look at Carson Bailey.
Ashley McEwen is out. Actually, you know what? It's the plate umpire, Martin Hassenfuss. That's who Ashley's looking at, the left hand. And the ball might have hit him.
Yeah.
Perhaps stoved a finger. And Albert Jones, who unfortunately has experience with these type of things, comes over to inspect it as well.
Might as well go out there with a target. Let's give him a T-shirt with a target. Albert gets hit left and right by pitches.
And Albert working first base tonight. He's scheduled to work the plate tomorrow night.
Uh-oh. Well, hopefully he's all right. I mean, he's talking it over.
And Ashley asking the questions. I would assume then that if for some reason, and Martin Hassenfuss hasn't really given an indication that he's going to exit the game, but I would believe that Albert would be next in line tonight. And he's going to tough it out.
Yeah, he's fine. So Ashley will go back. Great crowd here tonight. Now, for those watching here, you see like the home plate camera and so forth. Like, okay, great crowd. What you have to see when you look at the great crowd here is what we see, which you can't. That's the long lines at the concession stands.
Yep. And there's a lot of folks that are sampling some of the newer options and some of the old favorites that are in new locations for this first game of the 2024 home schedule. Saw a lot of folks over at the new grab-and-go station over on the first base side.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed. You just walk right through, grab your drinks, check out, and you're set.
There is right-handed action now in the Spikes bullpen.
And a ball to Rogers now, 3-1 the count.
Bailey has thrown 76 pitches, Joe.
And there goes the runner for third. The pitch is a call and strike. Throw down to third, not in time, and Ford steals the bag.
He had him, Joe, and what cost him was he double clutched.
Yep, a hesitation.
Right, that double clutch. If he doesn't double clutch, he's out by maybe 3 feet.
Ford now leading off third. Count is full on Rogers. And the pitch. Down and in, ball four.
Ooh.
So the second walk Rogers has received in the game, and now the third walk, that he's received in the game, and now Tim Battle will head out to the mound, and this time he will have a chat.
Well, normally if Tim walks out there, it's a gate opens.
Yep, and right-handed action
it's
complete.
It's Boudreaux.
Tyler Boudreaux, the Sylvan Lake, Alberta product, originally from Nova Scotia, now will get the ball for the Spikes here in the top of the fourth inning. Is Carson Bailey, strong outing here, and a great job of bouncing back from a rough start early on, and two errors behind him didn't help the cause.
Nope.
But
he's 18 years old. I thought on this stage he was terrific.
Spikes have a lot of live young arms. Jason Flores actually has the fastest velocity on a pitch in the MLB Draft League so far this year, only on game four, of course. But Boudreaux knows something about perseverance as well. He started opening night, and he took those five runs against him in that first inning, but then bounced back, and he went three full, retired the last six batters he faced and seven of the last eight. So the Midland College product knows a little something about having to bounce back, and he'll enter the game with the base, with runners on the corners, rather. Nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning.
9.9 strikeouts per nine innings at Midland this year. And good to see him back out there again for his second appearance of the season, his first in relief. Right? I wonder which team he's rooting for in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well,
I talked to Jack Michaels, who's the voice of the Oilers, the other day.
Oh, yes.
Jack's a friend.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, they're excited about it. And Hudson Ward, of course, who's about maybe, Jack told me, like 10, 12 miles outside of Edmonton. He's coming to Penn State to play basketball. Now, for all we know, Boudreaux's a Flames fan.
Well, he's a Nova Scotia guy. I mean,
he's a Nova Scotia guy. Okay, so that might be the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
Because remember one time the Canadiens AHL team was in Nova Scotia.
That's right.
Right? The on-field host refers them as Nova Scotia. I mean, I don't... where do we find these people?
Oh...
He refers to the Canadians as Les Habitants. What are we doing here?
7-3, Spikes leading here at the top of the fourth inning as Boudreau has finished his warm-up pitches, now facing the switch-hitting second baseman, left-handed hitting Benny Bikar.
It's the first time Bikar's had to turn around and bat left-handed tonight. Not a big target at 5'8".
And the pitch, that is high and away. Two balls, no strikes.
Boudreau, 6'1", 191 pounds. He's 21 years of age out of Sylvan Lake, Alberta. He's go to Winnipeg and make a left.
And the 2-0. There's a strike over the outer edge. I asked him, oh, whereabouts in Alberta is Sylvan Lake? He said, yeah, it's south of Calgary, south of Edmonton. Yeah. And there's not a whole lot that's north of Edmonton that's habitable up there.
No. It's a good chance there's more caribou.
2-1, runner takes off for second, throw down in time, got him, and Ford stays at third.
That's the part that strikes me, Joe. Ford didn't run. I wonder if he went on his own.
That may well be, because usually a situation like that, and we've seen in the MLB Draft League across teams this year, a lot of times the catcher will just hold on to the baseball because you don't want to risk the runner taking off from third. But Manny Jackson didn't there, and it certainly paid off. Meanwhile, the 3-1 pitch, a strike, and Bikar thought that was strike three, but it is not. He gets a reprieve. Still has a runner on third, now one out, top of the fourth, and the pitch. There's a strike three, caught on the outer edge. 91 miles an hour on the fastball. Strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health cares for women during all stages of life. Visit mountnittany.org for more information.
Now Bikar, to quote Dick Girardi, is gone.
I did drop Mr. Girardi's name last night when the Boston Celtics had blackjack at halftime.
Yeah, they did.
Breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away from Jackson, and trotting in from third is Ford. It'll be a wild pitch and cuts the margin to three runs. And that run will go against Carson Bailey on his record, but bases are now empty. Two outs, 1-0, 1-0 the count, 7-4 now the score, and the pitch. That is low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes.
Great to see the pitch clocks operating so well here tonight. And also, they do a great job of counting the crowd down as to when the next inning starts. They keep the game moving.
Exactly. And that's really what it's all about, is the 2-0 breaking ball bounces away. 3-0 the count.
So Bailey now, three innings, four hits, four runs, one earned, though. Five walks, four strikeouts.
And the pitch lifted in the air, center field, coming on for it. Samuel Benjamin, the center fielder, raises the mitt, makes the catch, and the inning is over. West Virginia plates a run, but nothing more. And at the end of 3.5, Spikes still lead it 7-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Iowa State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. It'll be the 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Spikes. Kate Climby, Daniil Ortiz, and Carson Luna. 7-4 lead for State College, out hitting West Virginia in the game 7-4. Three errors in the game, two for State College, one for West Virginia. Climby is 2-for-2 with a double tonight. That double in the first inning. And the pitch, that is strike. Kate Climby just arriving back to Happy Valley earlier today. He singled, stole second his last time up. It was stranded there, the pitch. And the offering is a called strike over the outer half. 0-2 to count now to Cade. And Climby now set to continue his collegiate career at the University of Houston after winning the JUCO World Series at Blinn Junior College last week and starring while doing so at Grand Junction and Saplizio Field. Breaking ball inside, 1-2 to count. And the pitch. That is swung on and missed, strike three. Coy Angel now on the mound for the Black Bears, meanwhile, and Daniil Ortiz is now up after Climby set down on strikes, retiring for the first time tonight. Ortiz walked in the first inning, came around to score on the drop fly ball in center field. Struck out his next time up, and the pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt, kicks away from Spence, and it's a 1-0 count. And the pitch by Angel, lifted in the air, deep right center field, and this one is going over and out. Daniil Ortiz goes deep for his first home run as a Spike. And the Spikes are back out in front by four as the lights go on full display here. The brand new LEDs with red, white, blue, and gold as the Lynn, Massachusetts native goes deep. And the Spikes are bringing the bats tonight. A plethora of hits in the first three games of the season, 31 in all. No extra base hits, and now the Spikes are bolstering that slugging percentage after Samuel Benjamin went way deep in the opening frame. Ortiz does so with a solo shot. Now in an 8-4 game, Carson Luna the batter. And Luna takes a strike. Now the next pitch, a breaking ball down and away. 77 on that one. 1-1 the count. Luna 1-for-2 in the game. And the pitch, breaking ball down and away. 2-1 the count. Luna with a single in the first inning. Rounded out to third his last time up. And That pitch a strike just above the knees with a fastball at 89 miles an hour. Angel this season trying to bounce back from a tough first outing against Frederick is the pitch. Fouled away by Luna. Still two and, or a trick that was a bouncer that did not get fouled. That just bounced away from the catchers. The count is full. That one is back to the screen. Angel went one and a third innings. Two runs, both earned. Only one hit, but four walks. Did record a pair of strikeouts among the four outs he notched last time out. And the 3-2, called strike three, fastball at the knees, and Luna down on strike, second out here in the fifth inning, and that is Angel's second strikeout of the frame. Boy, Angel, only 17 years old, won't even turn 18 until July 26th this year, out of Cameron High School in Cameron, West Virginia. 6'2", 190 pounds, he faces Manny Jackson. And now this one is cued foul. Jackson 0 for 1 in the game. He has knocked in a run as well. 8-4 spikes, bottom of the fourth inning. Toyota RAV fourth inning. Pitch in tight, bounces off the mitt of Joey Spence in the count 1 and 2. Two gone here with the bases empty, bottom of the fourth. Tyson Bass waiting on deck if Jackson can prolong the inning. That one hits Manny Jackson on the right side. So Jackson will trot down to first, and now with two down, it is Tyson Bass, who is 0 for 1. Has walked, has scored a run. Of course, the Spikes opening up the 2024 home schedule tonight here at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. But this is just the opener of a whole weekend full of fun. Tomorrow night, we're going to do as much as we do tonight. Light up the skies with fireworks after the game. In addition, it's a Super Saturday from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Great chances to win throughout in that respect as well. And we'll have kids run the bases presented by Mountain Any Health after the game. Plus, it is golf night at the ballpark. And it is Autism Acceptance Night presented by the Central PA Autism Community. If you've not yet done so, use the promo code AUTISMNIGHT when purchasing your tickets online, in person, or by phone. And $3 of your purchase will go to the Central PA Autism Community. 0-2 pitch to Bass, lofted to center field. Charging in is Jarrett Ford, and he'll reel it in. The final out of the fourth, but the Spikes add another run on a solo homer by Daniel Ortiz. And at the end of four, it is State College 8, West Virginia 4. The Belfont Governor's race is now starting off tonight. Andrew Curtin versus James Beaver. This will be a battle all season long to see who prevails. Here's the matchup of Belfont Governors, residents of Belfont, who became governors of PA. And they are ready. Now the warning track. We want to see the governor's race come out to a ball game, and we'll be back with more of this game. The Spikes lead at 8-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Far Major Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Belfont, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the fifth inning, 8-4 lead for the Spikes. Tyler Boudreau, who finished off the fourth inning, stays on for the fifth, facing Lucas Ismaili, who lofts a fly ball to center field, and chasing it down is Samuel Benjamin for the first out of the inning. Four runs, four hits, one error for the Black Bears. Eight runs, eight hits, two errors for the Spikes. Black Bears in there, black jerseys, naturally enough. Black numerals outlined in blue and gold on the back. And the script Black Bears logo across the front with a number on the lower left-hand portion of the jersey. Also gold outlined in, or rather black outlined in gold and blue. Incorporating the colors of West Virginia University as well. Just as the Spikes did at the outset of this franchise, incorporating Penn State University's blue and white. The red coming from the St. Louis Cardinals, who the Spikes were affiliated with during their first season back in 2006. Later, affiliated with the Cards again, 2013 to 2019. And here's the 1-1 to Joey Spence, the catcher. Popped up foul to the warning track left side. Giving chase was Climby, but he's not going to be able to get to it. It's 1-2 now to Spence, who is 0-2 in the game. Struck out looking his last time up. Gold as well incorporated because of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who the Spikes were affiliated with from 2007 to 2012. 1-2. Called strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, slicing down the outer half of the plate. And for Tyler Boudreau, that is strikeout number one tonight. And it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. With My Mount Nittany Health, you can message your provider, schedule appointments, and more. Sign up for your free portal account today at MyMountNittanyHealth.com. By the way, here in the fifth inning, we'll take a look at the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League and around the majors. First pitch to Ryan Graybosch is fouled away, first base side. Graybosch with a two-out RBI single in the game, but struck out looking his last time up, and the pitch, breaking ball, slices down the inner half of the plate to the righty Graybosch. 0-2 the count. Two other games in MLB Draft League action. Trenton now hosting Williamsport tonight after playing host to the Spikes for the past three games. 0-2 fastball outside. Graybosch did not chase. It's ball one. And the Thunder leading the Crosscutters 6-3 top of the fourth inning. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley on top of Frederick, 1-0, top of the fourth. 1-2, and that is flared foul. First base side, and a fan, yeah, it looks like a youngster, maybe a teen, leapt in the air, had it with two hands, dropped out of his palms, but he does pick the baseball back up. And looks like he might have impressed his friends a little more if he'd caught it on the fly, but I'll take the baseball as a souvenir. The 1-2, breaking ball down and in. Two balls, two strikes to Graybosch. By the way, Daniil Ortiz's solo homer, 410 feet. 104 miles an hour off the bat. And Ortiz has definitely been a consistent producer of hard hit balls at the plate. Swinging a foul tip by Graybosch. 2-2 the count. Two gone top of the fifth inning. Spikes leading 8-4. You're in the home opener at Medler Field, Lombrano Park. It is opening night presented by PSECU. Our great partners at PSECU have been presenting opening night for many, many years. Tonight, no exception. A great fireworks show on the way. By the way, if you are here at the ballpark and didn't pick up a Spike schedule poster, you might have missed out. First 500 fans got it this year so that you never miss a game here at Medler Field, Lombrano Park. And by the way, as Steve has said earlier, all but one of the Spikes' 40 home games this year will start at 6:35 p.m., so you won't have to ask too many questions about when the game is. And a nice catch made by a fan five rows from the top of the concourse, ricocheted off the suite level, and did he catch it in the glass? He caught it in the cup of beer and gets a rousing ovation from the crowd. Meanwhile, the pitch to Graybosch is fouled away. Now that is an achievement. I don't think I've seen that in quite a while. That's why there was a rousing ovation. He caught the ball in the cup. And the 2-2 bouncer up the middle, ranging to his left, is the shortstop Wilson. Throw on to first is in time, and the inning is over. And the Spikes with a clean top of the fifth inning. As Tyler Boudreau comes back strong here in his second outing as a Spike. 8-4 State College as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Well, after a nice play at shortstop to finish off the top of the fifth inning, Blake Wilson leads off the bottom half of the frame for the Spikes. An 8-4 lead for State College, wearing the red jerseys tonight for the home opener. And the first pitch to Wilson is low for a ball. And it is once again Coy Angel on the mound for the Black Bears. Both teams 2-1 entering this matchup. State College took 2 out of 3 from Trenton. West Virginia did the same at home against Frederick. And the pitch is strike. It's 1-1. 87 miles an hour over the outer half of a changeup from Angel. And the 1-1 pitch. There's a strike. Fastball over the outer half that time, and it's 1-2. 17 strikes and 26 pitches so far for Angel. It's been pretty efficient. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. So Coy Angel comes back with the strikeout. That is his second of the night. 7 total for West Virginia pitching, many of them belonging to Christian Womble, who did a nice job taking over with 3 innings, no runs charged to him, 5 strikeouts after the Spikes' onslaught to begin this game. 7 runs in the first inning, and they scored those 7 runs without an out. Pitch outside to Derek Wiley, 1-0, next offering. Fastball just above the knees for a strike. Derek able to break the schneid. Put one in the hit column last time up with a single. Outside now, 2-1 the count. Angel delivers. Swing and a miss. Big cut on the high fastball from Angel, and it's 2-2. Again, Mahoning Valley leading Frederick 1-0, bottom of the fourth down in Maryland. Pitch misses the target, 3-2 the count. And the payoff pitch. That swung on, popped up. Center field, back on it, Ford. Now settles underneath, reaches up, puts it away. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jackson Cobb now at the plate. Emergency first baseman. And a strike called. And around the knees. And the pitch. That is a strike over the outer edge. 0-2. And the 0-2 offering misses. 1-2 the count. That offering, breaking ball got away. 2-2. Next offering is low for a ball. And now a 3-2 count to Cobb. The pitch, that hits him on the right hip. So a painful ball four. As he will head down to first base with the walk. And that'll bring up Samuel Benjamin. Benjamin went deep, 438 feet. For a two-run shot in the first inning. Second batter of the game for the Spikes. First home run of the season, and Daniel Ortiz added another just three innings later. But Benjamin has been swinging a hot bat. Three consecutive multi-hit games. Right now, the home run, his lone hit of the ninth, and the pitch upstairs for a ball. 1-0. In fact, he capped it off with a three-hit game last night in Trenton in the Spikes 10-0 win. Out of Houston Christian University down in the Southland Conference. That is a pretty good baseball lead. 1-0. That's fouled back to the screen. 1-1. Of course, it bubbles under for the most part. A mid-major conference, but they can make some noise down there in the Lone Star State. And Samuel Benjamin certainly is doing that here in the MLB Draft League. Cobb leads off first. Angel delivers. Check swing on the high fastball and appeal down to Pete Lackus on the bases. He says that Benjamin went around. Now Angel sets. And the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. That'll make it 2-2. Angel, just 17 years old, gets the sign from catcher Joey Spence. There goes the runner. The pitch is low for a ball. There'll be no throw. It gets away from Spence. So Cobb able to make the steal, and the Spikes have been active on the base paths this season. In the first three games of the series, or the season rather, the series in Trenton, Spikes just seemed like kept getting better. First eight steal attempts of the year were successful. They were caught twice, but came back to steal six bases last night. 13 of 16 coming into this game. And now this one slugged to right field, but with a beat on it is Jeff Lickery. And he chases it down on the warning track for the out. The Spikes threaten, but do not score in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the sixth. 8-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and Dalton Wentz steps in. He is the McDonald strikeout guy. First pitch, a ball to Wentz. Next offering misses as well, 2-0. If he strikes out, everybody in attendance gets a free Big Mac with any purchase starting at lunchtime tomorrow. That's at noon and extending for the next 3 days. 2-0, bounced foul, first base side, 2-1. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch swung on and missed. And it's 2-2 now to Wentz, and you can feel the crowd starting to buzz here. Here's the wind. Boudreaux delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Big Macs for everybody here on opening night. So, free Big Macs for everyone with any purchase starting at noon tomorrow at all participating McDonald's and State College in Milesburg. And now Daniel Osorio to the plate. Osorio 0-for-2 in the game. He takes a ball low, 1-1. One ball, two strikes now. Is that one taken? 8-4 spikes here on the top of the sixth inning. And the pitch fouled back to the screen. Still 1-2. And a good crowd on hand here for opening night. Can't wait to see what the official attendance is. And the 1-2 pitch, a strike. Three back-to-back strikeouts. That one fouled into the mitt of Manny Jackson, and the strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Mountain Indy Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountainindy.org. Jarrett Ford now at the plate. He singled last time up in the fourth and came in to score a run. Also has a stolen base. That pitch is fouled into the Spikes bullpen, first base side. By the way, both bullpens, home and visitors, part of the extensive upgrades being made here, the improvements to Medler Field at Lebrado Park. It's actually now Which artificial raised mounds is the 1-1 swung on and missed, picked up by Ford. 1-2, and then artificial turf in between. Now, unlike Kendrick Family Ballpark in Granville, West Virginia, just outside Morgantown, that's the only artificial turf within the playing confines of this ballpark. And the pitch foul back to the screen. 1-2 to Ford, and there is now some action getting started in the Spikes bullpen. The 1-2 lofted foul over Burgertopia and onto the roof of the new addition to the Spikes clubhouse level. Again, player amenities part of the plan as well for the improvements, but several fan-facing improvements made to this ballpark, not the least of which is the big 2,739-square-foot video board in left center field. And showcasing all the in-game information, fun videos. The 1-2, swung on and missed, strike three. So Tyler Boudreau strikes out the side here in the sixth inning, starting with the McDonald's strikeout guy and ending with Jarrett Ford. It's brought to you by Mountain Inn Health. Have you had a great Mountain Inn Health experience? Please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. And through 5.5, State College leads it 8-4 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kane Climie leads off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Spikes. A strike to start off the at-bat, but this pitch a breaking ball low for ball one. 8-4 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch, that's upstairs, ball two. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the big leagues tonight. Pirates leading the Twins 2-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Spikes MLB Community Ally Program partners the Pittsburgh Pirates. Part of that, Buckomania night coming to Midler Field at Labrador Park Saturday, June the 29th. Pirate Parent will be here, the Bucko Brigade. Pittsburgh Pierogies on hand as well. Be interesting to see if the Pittsburgh Pierogies and the Bellefonte Governors tangle at all. As the pitch low for ball four, and Kate Climie draws the leadoff walk. Now Daniil Ortiz, who went 410 feet deep to right center field for a solo homer his last time up, steps into the right-handed box. Already an 8-4 advantage for the Spikes. Seven of those eight runs in the first. Ortiz's solo homer in the fourth, the other. And here's a bouncer between short and third, a base hit. Shorten things up a bit, but pulls it for a base hit. Power and the ability to hit for average as well. The term five-tool player seemed to be more frequent earlier, but player who can hit for power, hit for average, field, throw, and run. And it certainly looks like Daniil Ortiz has all of that.
By the way, one other note on June the 29th on Buckomania Night's fireworks.
Yes, indeed. Fireworks after the game and half price on all Iron City Icy Light and Icy Light Mango products here at the ballpark.
Yeah, but you and I can't enjoy that. After the game.
Now the pitch to Carson Luna, grounded past the shortstop, went into left field. Around third is Climby. He's getting waved in, and the throw home is cut off. Carson Luna with an RBI single extends the Spikes' advantage to 9-4. That's the 10th hit of the game for the Spikes. In four games now, they have only not had a double-digit performance once, and in that game, they collected 9 hits. That's 41 hits in four games for this squad. And they've got some strong arms to bolster that as well. And those have been on display throughout these first four games. Manny Jackson at the plate. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Left-hander took the big cut. Elsewhere in the bigs on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Brewers lead the Tigers 10-0. Bottom of the seventh, all Milwaukee. Nationals leading the Braves 2-0. Going to the eighth in Washington. 0-1 the count. First and second, nobody out already. 9-4 and looking for more of the Spikes. Breaking ball outside. Ball one. Orioles leading the Rays 4-3. Bottom of the sixth. Dodgers and Yankees scoreless. Top of the sixth inning in the Bronx. The Reds lead the Cubs 3-0. Top six in Cincinnati. Set by Angel on the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball over the outer half. 1-2 to Jackson. Guardians and Marlins tied at 2, top of the 6th inning. Giants up 1-0 on the Rangers at the bottom of the 2nd. The Mariners all over the Royals early. 7 spot for Seattle. It's 7-zip, bottom of the 1st. The pitch swung on and missed. And Jackson down on strikes for the first out here in the bottom of the 6th inning here at State College. Meanwhile, the White Sox leading the Red Sox 1-0, top of the 3rd. Luis Robert Jr. with a solo home run. Cardinals leading the Rockies 3-0, bottom of the 1st inning in St. Louis. Later on tonight, the Blue Jays visit the A's, the Padres host the Diamondbacks, and the Astros take on the Angels out in Anaheim. Tyson Bass, the right-handed hitting left fielder, now up and takes the cut at the first pitch, chops it foul behind the plate. Strike one. And also earlier today, Scotty Scheffler jumped into the lead at the Memorial out of Deerfield Village Golf Club. Breaking ball low, 1-1 the count. Tournament hosted by Jack Nicklaus. Scheffler with a 4-under round today, 9-under for the tournament. And, of course, the U.S. Open is next weekend at Pinehurst number 2. 1-1 to Bass. That is lifted in the air, left center field. It's the left fielder, Rogers, coming in, makes the lunging catch, and scrambling back to second is Ortiz. He just barely made it. Rogers had a lot of momentum coming forward, nearly nabbed him, doubling him off, but Ortiz does return safely.
I just played a Nicklaus course.
Oh, yeah?
Played the Scarlet course at Ohio State a couple
right.
of weeks ago.
That's right.
Which was used as a U.S. Open qualifier last week.
Yes. And I believe that being on a Nicklaus course, you shot a very Nicklaus score.
I did. I shot 86, which was emblematic of 1986 when he won the Masters. I shot 86.
Actually, Jack Nicklaus always, after that 86 Masters win, always received batch number 86 when he returned to Augusta National.
In fact, in the workout area that they have,
yep.
his scorecard is in there from the final round.
What an epic round that was. 0-1 to Blake Wilson. Fouls off the next offering over the roof out of play.
We got a tour.
Nine-four Spikes here in the bottom of the sixth, meanwhile, and they haven't been hitting the wedge tonight. It's been driver all the way. Angels sets, delivers, high fastball, swung on and missed, strike three, and that concludes the sixth inning. But the Spikes tack on another run on Carson Luna's RBI single. And at the end of six here at Midler Field at Lebrado Park in the 2024 home opener, it's all Spikes. 9-4 the score here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. And for 16 seasons, it's been my privilege to be next to my broadcast partner, Steve Jones, up here in the booth. What a sweet 16 it has been, and so excited for 2024 here at the new look Medlar Field, Lobano Park.
Absolutely. Nothing gets the juices flowing like an opening night. It just sets the tone for the whole summer. Lead off a double to left by Rogers, who's been a thorn in the side because he's walked three times before that. But
you walk in here, you see the people here. Don't you get the juices flowing?
Absolutely. There's a buzz. You can tell there's the expectation that this is really when summer begins here in Happy Valley.
Yep. And we're going to have a nice crowd here tomorrow.
Absolutely. Fireworks.
Tickets are available.
StateCollegeSpikes.com. Buy and download right now. Ticket office is open, by the way. You can come on by. You can even get a ticket for tonight's game if you want. But tomorrow's game, Sunday's game, those tickets available at the ticket office.
B-Car popped it up. He hit it so high it burned up on reentry. And Climby makes the catch at third. What?
Well, Climby, you know what? It's interesting. Because Kate Climby played here last year with the old lights. Now it's a little different path coming through the LEDs now, but he's able to make the adjustment. No problem.
I was asked about the crane at the hospital. I said, it actually tells us which way the wind is blowing. That's outside. Has Boudreaux done a job or what?
Oh, and I'll tell you what. Carson Bailey did a nice job in the starting role as well. Bounced back after a rough early start and some miscues in the field really were the root cause of that.
Now, remember, that pitch is a strike. You remember now. A couple of people were asking downstairs about 18-year-olds playing. So remember, they're eligible for the draft.
Exactly.
It isn't until they commit to college they have to commit to 3 years.
Yep.
Like Boudreaux's been in for 3 years.
Exactly.
1-1. That's in the dirt. Good job by Jackson to block that. I tell you, Manny is big for a catcher. I mean, in terms of, like, length.
Yes.
Right? He does a good job back there.
He certainly does. And in the opening series of the year out in Trenton, Max Bushyhead, despite being just 18 years old himself, he's a guy who plays beyond his years as well. Spikes have two great backstops.
Wave and a miss on a pitch that was off the plate that time. A fastball, it's 2-2. Look, it's been a big night. There's still fireworks. The McDonald's strikeout guy did his part.
Oh, yes.
The Spikes are winning 9-4 here in the top of the seventh inning. And by the way, we do have to mention this, the pitch. Hit in the air, deep to right field, down the line, hooking, foul. Pat Sajak's last episode of Wheel of Fortune tonight.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Vanna White has signed the contract extension. She is staying on, but it's going to be Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Whose father, by the way, is a huge Penn State football fan.
Oh, really? I did not.
Seacrest likes Ohio State.
Oh, yes.
Dad is a big Penn State football fan. Pitch, outside 3-2. Nine runs, 10 hits, two first inning errors, nothing since. Four runs, 5 hits, and an error for West Virginia. And the pitch. It's popped up foul, third base side. Climby will give it a look, and he'll watch it sail into the concourse and out of play. It's full 3-2. So the Spikes had gone 18 innings without giving up a run, gave up three unearned runs in the first inning, gave up another one in the fourth, but that's been it.
Yep.
In 22 of the last 24 innings, Spikes pitchers have put up zeros. 3-2. Checked it, didn't go, ball four. First and second, one out.
I don't give a lot of credit, too, to Jared Brown, Spike's new pitching coach. He's done a great job working with these guys. He's kind of learning where they're coming from, but giving them the wisdom that he's earned playing internationally, playing in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, getting that professional experience and being able to lend that. And he's been a great instructor for many years down in the Jacksonville area before coming up here to Happy Valley.
And the pitch, a wave and a miss to Ishmaili, who's one for two tonight. Last time up, Ishmaili flied out to Benjamin in center. He's been hit by a pitch as well. He's crowded at the plate, that's why. You know, you can't get that close, Joe. And the pitch. No wave and a miss again. It's 0-2. I think you have a piece of that one.
And would you look at Tyler Boudreaux? He's thrown 56 pitches tonight. 41 of them have been for strikes. He's thrown just 15 balls his entire outing.
Remember, he only got roughed up in the first inning of Trenton. After that, he settled down.
Yep.
Pitch. Check swing. That's a strike. Bye-bye. All right. Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry. It's opening night.
And we're back in it, man, for the summer.
Believe me. That's what, six strikeouts for him this game? It's amazing. He's done a great job. I mean, that was like, you didn't swing at that one? Joey Spence, 0-for-3, reached on an error, scored the first couple of strikeouts for him. First pitch swinging, popped up. Cobb back of first and puts it away. Inning is over. Seventh inning stretch time for the first time out of 40. Or maybe 41, in the ballpark this summer on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Athens Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
No place. No place I'd rather be in the summertime than here. And this is the... There are 8 home games in the month of June. But then it kicks into high gear in July. There's 17 of them then. And then August. There's more in August than July.
and that's great. This feel like this is the appetizer, but this is a fun team to watch. I mean, this is the fourth straight game. You watch them, Joe. They're fun. I mean, you can see it. By the way, Womble did a good job for West Virginia in this game. It's going to, in a game that's 9-4, what he did for West Virginia is going to go very much under the radar, but not to David Carpenter. He struck out five, didn't walk a batter, gave up three hits in three innings. I mean, he did a great job. So back to work out there. Coy Angel out of Cameron, West Virginia. He's a teenager as well. You're talking about somebody that's actually 17 years old right now. He won't turn 18 till next month. And he did a good job in his three innings, and now sleeper's in there. The pitch, outside and low for a ball. So taking over on the mound is Sleeper, Ryan Sleeper, the 6'4", 225-pound left-hander out of Lakeville, Minnesota, pitched at Appalachian State, 22 years of age, and a wave and a miss by Derek Wiley, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a single to the left. He's also knocked in a run. So Ryan Sleeper now on the mound. That pitch is down low, two walls and a strike. Wiley will be followed by the top of the order, Cobb, and then Benjamin. Left-hander stares in and delivers. Wave and a miss by Wiley, level at 2-2. Angel, Coy went three innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, struck out five, walked one, gave up the home run to Ortiz. Here's the pitch. Down low, it's full 3-2. Sleeper making his second appearance. He gave up a run in one inning in his only other appearance. He walked four, struck out three, and he walks Wiley here. So obviously that's been his problem so far. That's five walks in an inning of work. So here's Jackson Cobb at the plate. Cobb is 1-for-3, hit by a pitch his last time up. Singled in the first and scored on the Benjamin home run. That's on the ground. Backhanded in the hole by Wenick. Throws the second one on the first, but not in time. Terrific play by the shortstop, Wentz, who went in the hole, backhanded, and made the throw to second to Picard. And they get the force at second base. It was a really good play. So Wiley wiped out at second. Here's Benjamin. 1-for-4, two-run homer that went 436 feet to right field in the first inning. Since then, he has flown to left, struck out swinging, and flown to right. The fly out to right was off the end of the bat and went to the warning track. Cobb at first, the pitch. And a slice foul, third base side toward the West Virginia bullpen. Clears the pen and into the seats and out of play. It's 0-1. Samuel Benjamin hit 15 home runs this year for Houston Christian. In his career, which included two seasons at Houston and two at Houston Christian, he had 27 home runs, drove in 95, hit 299. On the ground is short. This could be two. One to Picard. On to first. Double play. 6-4-3 to end the bottom half of the seventh inning. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. We go to the eighth inning at Medler Field at Lombardo Park on opening night. It is 9-4 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on
my lightning. This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Medler Field at Lebrano Park as we go to the eighth inning. Tyler Boudreau done for the night. He is going to be the pitcher of record for the Spikes. Four innings, one hit, no runs, struck out six, walked one. He was outstanding tonight. Sam Swigert takes over. Swigert, his second appearance. He took the loss on opening night on Tuesday, going an inning and two-thirds, two hits, a run. Struck out three, walked two. Out of the Citadel and Springfield, South Carolina. Actually, went 9-8 in two seasons at the Citadel. And Sam's first pitch. Popped up, foul, third base side toward the seats. Climbing's there. Cade underneath it. Puts it away on the track. One out. Spikes lead at 9-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. Nine runs, 10 hits, and a couple of errors for the Spikes. Those two errors were in the first inning. They've been clean since. West Virginia, four runs on five hits and one error. So Wentz is now up, the shortstop, who is 0-for-1. A couple of walks, and he struck out in the sixth. Bats from the left side. Inside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Wentz, the McDonald strikeout guy, made everybody happy by striking out in the sixth. That one misses. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes to count. And Swigert delivers. Line, right center field in the gap. Wiley won't get there. He'll go all the way to the wall. It'll be picked up there by Benjamin. Around second, on his way to third is Wentz, and there'll be no throw. He'll get a stand-up triple to open up with one out here in the top of the eighth inning. First triple of the season. Here in the ballpark, and the first triple this year for West Virginia in four games. Here's Dariel Osorio. Third baseman is 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. He also flew to left in the third. Spikes will concede a run here. They're just trying to get out, so they need five more to get out of here with a win. And the pitch by Swigert. Low and outside. Good job by Manny to reach out and get that one. One ball and no strikes to count. It should be Swigert's job to close the deal. It is not a save situation. One out in the top of the eighth inning with Wentz on third after the triple. And the pitch. That's fouled to our right, cleared the screen, then bounces down below and is now loose. And gentleman picked it up. And I believe he gave it to his wife. There you go. And the pitch. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. Nice pitch that time. Good curveball. running the inner half. Straight away, Benjamin a little deeper in center. The pitch. In the dirt. Manny blocked that one. 2-2 the count. No advance by Wentz at third. So far in this sequence, he's gone sinker, slider, slider, sinker. The pitch. That's line to right field. That's a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the line, cut for Kia corner. A run will score. It's Wentz. On his way to second is Osorio, and he'll have himself a stand-up double. And I'll be honest with you, if I'm the Spikes, I challenge at first base. I don't think he touched it. If I'm the Spikes, I would challenge at first base. Just, okay, step off, throw over, and step. And see, if anybody's going to notice, it'll be Albert. I don't think he touched the bag at first. And I was watching. 9-5. Here's Jarrett Ford, 1-for-3. Fouled that one off the plate. So the challenge is off the board. He threw a pitch, so he can't challenge now. But I would have challenged that. This is not a video challenge. It would have been a throw over, step off, throw to first, step in the bag, and then he's out. I don't think he touched the bag at first. One out. Swigert goes set with an 0-1 count on Ford. And the pitch. That's a slow roller. Picked up by shortstop. Fires to first in time. Good throw there by Wilson. I mean, he really reared back and threw that one. Two outs. You want to talk about winding up. And Blake wound up and he threw it. On to third, by the way, goes Osorio. Two outs. Top of the order, Jordan Rogers. Three walks and a double. He's knocked in a run. He has scored a run. The pitch. In the dirt. 1-0 the count. Walked in the first, stole a base and scored. Walked in the second. Walked in the fourth, but was thrown out trying to steal. Doubled, knocked in two runs in the seventh. Excuse me, he doubled the left in the seventh and was stranded at second. 2-0 the count. That just missed. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch, way outside. 3-0 the count. 9-5, Spikes lead it here in the top of the eighth inning with two outs. Osorio is on third. One run in. The pitch. It's pop foul. First base side. Clears the roof to our right and out of play. 3-1. Interesting. They gave Rogers the green light 3-0. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. Infield back with two outs. Climbing, guarding the line at third. Breaking ball. Ball four in her half. Fourth walk he has drawn tonight, and here's Bikar. He is 0-for-4 in the game. Bikar struck out swinging in the first, fielder's choice in the second, struck out swinging in the fourth, popped out to climbing at third in the seventh. Switch hitter will bat from the left side against the righty Swigert. Sam, 6'1", 210 pounds. He's 21 years of age. Made 18 appearances this year for the Citadel, all in relief. And the pitch, up high and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There is action now in the Spikes bullpen. Nine-five our score, first and third, two outs, top of the eighth inning. The pitch, there's a strike right down the heart. It's 1-1. Didn't mess around with that one. One ball, one strike. Swigert goes set. And delivers. Swing and a miss. Swung to a fastball that time. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes on Benny Bikar. Open stance, left-handed box. 1-2. Runner goes, doesn't matter. Swing and a miss, strike three, got him. First strikeout of the ball game for Sam Swigert. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics, ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care to our community. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. End of 7.5. 9-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Okay, Climby leads it off here in the eighth inning. Double, single, a walk, and a strikeout. The double in the first, scored a run, single in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth, walked and scored in the sixth. And outside for a ball. He went out and was scorching hot all season for Blinn Junior College. Led them to the Junior World Series title. He was the Kirby Puckett Award winner. Wave and a miss. And he's picked up where he left off by what he's done tonight. Has a good look. Everybody knows listening to the broadcast last year how much I liked him as a player. To see the improvement's been great. Pitch up high. 2-1 on Cade. He'll be followed by Ortiz and Luna. 3, 4, and 5 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the eighth inning with a 9-5 lead. 2-1 to Climby. Here's the pitch. Outside, level of 2-2. Ortiz on deck. He homered back in the fourth. Three-one on Climby. And there it is. Outside, and Kate draws another walk. Leadoff man aboard for Ortiz. He is 2-for-3 tonight. Walked and scored in the first. Struck out swinging in the second. Solo homer in the fourth. And then singled to center in the sixth. Ortiz has two more hits tonight. And his batting average keeps going down. He's at 700. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air, first pitch swinging center field. Ford coming on, calls out Picard, and it falls in the Bermuda Triangle, and everybody is safe. Well, that will go as a single. I think his average may go up. First and second now with nobody out. And here is Jordan Mamau. Here's Muma at the plate. First appearance tonight, hitting 200. Squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a strike. Jake out of Florida Gulf Coast, home of now Patrick Chambers.
Home run, 24 knocked in at 271. He was 1-for-4 at Trenton last night, stole three bases last night. Jake Batts from the left side. And the pitch. And outside that missed, it's 1-1. So the book on Luna done for the night. Luna had a good night. As he went 2-for-4 with a run scored and a run knocked in. First and second with nobody out. And the pitch. That is to right center field. That's a base hit. Climby is around third. He's being waved to the plate by Tim Battle. The throw will go to third. Run scores, and it's 10-5 State College. So Mamao goes out, gets the RBI, his first as a spike. He's now 3-for-11 on the season. That'll bring Manny Jackson to the plate. Jackson is 0-for-3. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. Tyson Bass on deck. And the pitch. Down low, it's 1-1. Jackson reached on an error by the center fielder Ford, who just flat out dropped the ball in the first inning. Then he scored a run. Struck out swinging in the second, hit by a pitch in the fourth, and struck out in the sixth. The pitch, it's rolled on the ground to second. Picked up by the first baseman and cut him off. Feeds in time at first. Runners move up to second and third. And one out. It's been a night where even when the spikes have had outs, they've actually been productive outs. He's now moved the two runners up to second and third. Joe just handed me a note. You're old and you stink. What does that mean, Joe? Great crowd tonight. 4,490 to open up tonight. And you know what? Hoping for even more tomorrow. The pitch. You're about the ballpark. How exciting this team is. Come on out. Fireworks again tomorrow. And the pitch. And it's low and inside for ball 2-0 the count. So 4,490 here tonight. It's about what I looked at. It's about what I thought. It was right around 4,500. It's good. Good opening night. Swing and a miss. Bass couldn't get that one. It's 2-1. Carson Bailey, the 18-year-old, I thought had a good start tonight. But Tyler Boudreau was outstanding. Four innings, one hit, struck out six, walk one. That's a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, second and third, one out, one run in. The pitch. And that's in there for a called strike three. Bass goes down on strikes. That'll bring to the plate Blake Wilson, who's 1-for-3 with a two-run double in the first, hit by a pitch in the third, then struck out in the fifth and sixth, respectively. So two gone with runners on second and third. One run in, 10-5 State College, bottom of the eighth inning. Waits and delivers. It's down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. They'll go to the bench with Trayson Hughes on deck. He's hoping that Wilson will get on base so he can hit. High and away, 2-0. First base open. I mean, Hughes will certainly play tomorrow. Hughes out of Ole Miss, you know what he told me on Monday night? He says, Steve, I was at the Peach Bowl. Like, great. Glad you had a good time. The pitch. High and away for a ball. 3-0 the count.
And for the uninitiated, especially to the parents listening, yes, I am the play-by-play announcer for Penn State football. And Penn State basketball. So I did the Ole Miss basketball game at the Barclay Center when they were down 20-1. I did that game, too. That's in there for a strike 3-1 to count. I feel like I've seen more wins than David Ketchum, the play-by-play guy. We won the count. And Hughes is getting a chance to hit because ball four, Wilson's aboard, bases loaded. So we've talked about Treyson Hughes, and his Ole Miss experience and going to the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Now let's talk about Treyson Hughes, the ball player. He's also out of Warner Robins, Georgia. Spent two seasons at Mercer before going to Ole Miss. Combined in his collegiate career, 27 home runs, 131 knocked in. The pitch is fouled straight back to the screen. It is 0-1. Hughes went 2-for-3 last night with a run scored, an RBI, and he stole a base. He's hitting .364 with no home runs, 3 knocked in. And the pitch. That is lined to right center field. That's a base hit. Two runs will come in on that one. The throw will be to third, and it's going to be not in time. A two-run single to right center by Treyson Hughes. He's got 5 RBIs on the young season. Ortiz scored, and Amile scored. And Wilson ended up at third. 3-run inning, and here comes not David Carpenter this time, but it'll be a visit. So they'll talk it over. The Spikes now lead it 12-5. Been a fun opening night for everybody here. Not only has been a fun opening night, the game actually is, considering 17 runs have been scored, actually the pace of the game's been fine. The only inning that was a long inning was the first inning when 10 of the runs were scored. It was 7-3 at the end of one. After that, the game's moved. This game started at 6:35. It's only quarter after 9 now. Right? And State College, this is the last time they're batting tonight. They're not giving up 7 runs in the ninth inning. No. So I say, that's an announcer jinx. Don't say the stupid stuff, okay? That'll bring Jackson Cobb back to the plate. 8th hitter of the inning. Cobb is 1-for-4. Single to center and scored in the first on the home run by Benjamin. Struck out swinging in the second. Fielder's choice in the third. Hit by a pitch in the fifth. And a fielder's choice in the seventh. Checked it. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. Bases loaded. 2 outs. 3 runs in. Bottom of the 8th inning. 12-5 State College have out hit West Virginia. 13-7. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. It's quickly 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes to count. Like I said, base is loaded. It's first and third. And the pitch. Broken back. Base hit right field. 1 run scores. Hughes pulls in the second, stays there. They'll retrieve the ball in right. They'll retrieve the bat between first and second. 13-5. Wilson scored easily from third. Hughes pulled in the second. And here comes Benjamin. He got things rolling tonight. The Spikes were down 3-0 in the first inning. His 2-run homer got the Spikes on the board and ignited a 7-run opening inning. Since then, he's also flown to left, struck out swinging in the third, flew to right off the end of the bat in the fifth, wrapped into an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play in the seventh. It's up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. 13 runs on 14 hits. Waits and delivers. Up high and tight. Back to the way just a bit. 2-0. Sleeper is now up to 39 pitches. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Swung through that one. It's 2-1. Took a big cut. He was going for the downs there. He was trying to get one to Lamont. 13-5 State College. Two outs. First and second. Bottom of the eighth inning. Medler Field, Lebrano Park before 4,490 on opening night. The pitch. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. It's 2-2. That was up at the eyes that time. Sometimes those pitches at the eyes just seem so tantalizing. Outfield straight away, normal depth. Maybe back a couple steps after Benjamin hit the home run. Benjamin, left-handed box, the pitch. As off the end of the bat, left center field, Ford, long run, and tracks it down in left center field to end the eighth inning. The Spikes end up sending 9 to the plate, and 4 of them score. At the end of 8 full, it is 13-5 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So Douglas Bauer comes on here to pitch in the ninth inning, making his second appearance with the Spikes. He pitched with the Spikes last year. Had a 4.15 ERA with the Spikes last year. Pitched 2 innings at Trenton on opening night on Tuesday. Gave up 4 hits, 2 runs, but only 1 was earned. He struck out 2, he walked 2. One thing he did this year at Tyler Junior College is he doubled his strikeouts per nine inning compared to the year before. He had 12.3 strikeouts per nine innings this season. The year before it was 6.4. Made 17 appearances this year at Tyler, all of them in relief. And the pitch. And foul. Third base side into the concourse out of play. It's 0-1. Talked to Douglas the other day. Told me he got off to a great start at Tyler. Didn't like the way he finished. He says he's going to get better
off that experience. The pitch outside for ball one and one. It was a great makeup. Liked him a lot last year. Was glad to see him back this year. 13-5. State College here in the top of the ninth inning. Pitch. Foul straight back. Just below Rodney Martin's spot. And down below, it's 1-2. He's throwing in the low 90s tonight. Spike scored 7 in the first. Ortiz homer in the fourth. One more in the sixth and four more in the eighth. Lead 13-5. West Virginia 3 in the first, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the eighth. Outside, 2-2. Tried to place it that time. 13 runs on 14 hits, 2 first inning errors. That's it for State College. Popped up over our heads and out of play. It's still 2-2. West Virginia, 5 runs on 7 hits and an error. Here tomorrow night, 6:35, fireworks tomorrow. 6:35 on Sunday, Bark in the Park 1. Every game this year, 6:35, except for July 25th, which is Summer Splash Day. Everything else is 6:35. That missed, 3-2 the count. Goes set at the belt and delivers. Left center field, long run. Bass comes over and runs it down in left center field. One out. So LaCorey is retired. Lucas Ismaili, the first baseman, is 1-for-3. Hit by a pitch and scored in the first. Single to left in the third. Lined out to Benjamin in center in the fifth and struck out looking in the seventh. And Bauer delivers. And tight for a ball to the right-handed hitter. One ball and no strikes. 6:35 tomorrow. And fireworks after the game. And tight again. 2-0 the count. Bauer trying to work him on the fists. And the pitch. That is fouled. First base side and out of play. 91 on that one. Two and one the count. Base is clean. Climby guarding the line at third. The pitch fouled straight back to the screen. Levels the count at 2-2. Outfield straight away. Normal depth. Wiley's a... I think it's Hughes now. Hughes is a little bit deeper and right. Miles at second base. And the pitch up high. Full 3-2. Bauer now goes to the belt. Douglas to the plate. Just missed outside. Ball 4. So Ismaili's on board with a walk. And to the plate, the catcher, Joey Spence. Spence is 0-for-4 tonight. Reached on an error and scored in the first. Struck out swinging in the third. Struck out swinging in the fifth. And popped out to Cobb at first base in the seventh. Middle infield at double play depth. Cobb is playing behind the runner at first. Check swing back to the screen. It's 0-1. Outfield straight away. Hughes a little closer to the line and right against the left-hand hitter, so the gap's in right center field. The pitch, outside for a ball, 1-1. Climby with a left-handed hitter at the plate is off the line at third. As we mentioned, the middle infield, the double play depth with Wilson and Mama. That's a strike, it's 1-2. Good pitch by Bauer that time. Spence, the left-handed hitting catcher, back into the box. Slight open stance. And the pitch outside levels the count of 2-2. Ismaili on at first after walking, but again, Cobb playing behind him with a 13-5 lead. Set by Bauer. And to the plate. Hit him. So first and second now with one out. This is just delaying the fireworks. Ryan Grabosch at the plate, the DH. 1-for-5, 1-for-4 tonight. Single, knocked in a run, then was thrown out at the plate in the first to end the first. Struck out looking in the third, grounded to short in the sixth, and popped out to Climby and fouled out to Climby in the eighth inning. That pitched him a ball, 1-0 the count. Bauer knows he can pitch at this level. He just needs to settle down and do it. The pitch. Popped up foul to our left and out of play. Look, Bauer pitched very well here last year. He's comfortable here. Middle infield at double play depth. First and second, one out. 13-5 State College with the one out in the top of the ninth inning. The pitch. On the ground to third, Climby's there. He dropped it, and everybody's safe. That was going to be a 5-3 double play. He had it and dropped it. And it was right at the bag. All he had to do was, at the minimum, there's going to be two outs. And probably the game's over. So here's Wentz at the plate. That'll go as an error. And the bases are loaded. So Bauer has to battle out of it now with one out. Strike to open up. Good pitch. 0-1 the count. Started him out with a breaking ball. Boy, look how great these lights are. Saw this during Penn State baseball season, but the field is just so bright. Center field, Benjamin comes on, makes the catch, tagging at third. He'll throw to third. West Virginia will get a run on it on the sacrifice fly as Ismaili scores from third. No other advance. More importantly, two outs. So Osorio now to the plate. Doriel is 1-for-4, struck out swinging in the second, flew to left to Bass in the third, struck out looking in the sixth, and he doubled in the eighth inning. And the pitch. And that flew over the head of Jackson, but no advance because it caromed off the bricks. And Jackson, with his credit, now he played at Williamsport last year, but he didn't play here. To his credit, he understood the carom of the bricks. There's no advance by West Virginia in that play. It's just a pitch that ends up being a ball. It's 1-0. Jackson went out to talk to Bauer. And the pitch. Outside, just missed 2-0. Spikes to the doorstep of a home opening night win. And the pitch. In the air, right side. Cobb's there, puts it away in foul territory, and the Spikes win it. Final 13-6. Down 3-0 when they came to the plate in the bottom of the first. They scored 7 times and never looked back. They're now 3-1 to open up the season. The best start for this team in years. They get a run on no hits, one error and two left. And the Spikes win at the final 13-6. And Joe Putnam is circling down below to talk to the players. 4,490 here tonight. And the Spikes are off to a 3-1 start. They've won 3 in a row. Time of the game was 2 hours and 57 minutes. And we're back here tomorrow night at 6:35. Dave, Josiah would have enjoyed it tonight. He would have had a blast. Josiah would have had a lot of fun tonight. He would tell you, Pap, I need to stay for the fireworks. He'd enjoy that, too. We miss him. Oh, he loved the scoreboard. Well, here's Joe downstairs. He gets doused.
Gatorade bat of the 2024 season. You're quite a swift center fielder. You got out of the way of most of them. You still got some.
Just a little bit. Just on the side.
Well, you guys have been really performing well, especially offensively. Pitching's been great as well. But I want to ask you finally, what was it like playing in front of the 4,490 fans here for opening night at the field at the Wild Park?
Joe, appreciate it very much, Joe, downstairs with Samuel Benjamin, and we will come back with the line score in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game. Located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at CelebritiesStateCollege.com for more details.
Message is for Shana, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes 2024 season begins with opening weekend, June 7th through the 9th, with a trio of 6:35 p.m. games. Opening night presented by PSECU is Friday, June 7th, with a $25,000 pitching challenge and fireworks. Saturday the 8th is Autism Acceptance Night, presented by the Central PA Autism Community, and Golf Night, plus more fireworks. Sunday, June 9th, bring your pup for Bark in the Park Night. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
So the Spikes win the opener, the home opener, and now have won three in a row. They're 3-1. The line score on tonight's game looked like this. State College had 13 runs, 14 hits, 3 errors, left 10. West Virginia, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and left 11. Tyler Boudreaux gets the win. He's 1-0. Kobe Bodawan takes the loss. He's 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 57 minutes before 4,490. We'll wrap it up in a moment as the Spikes win the home opener 13-6 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Estos son los sonidos de una cena. Una cena que casi no sucedió. Es una cena servida gracias a personas como tú. Debido a la crisis actual, 50 millones de personas pueden vivir con hambre este año. Feeding America está ayudando a los que más lo necesitan. Y si quieres, tú puedes ayudar también. Visita feedingamerica.org/en-español. Patrocinado por el Ad Council y Feeding America, la fuerza de 200 bancos de alimentos.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fireworks flying here at Medlin Field, Lebrano Park. You get used to it. It's going to be tomorrow night as well. As the Spikes tonight, they had the fireworks all night long. 13 runs on 14 hits and win the game 13-6. Got some good defensive play out there, which really helped. I mean, Derek Wiley made a great catch in right field in this game. Blake Wilson made a fabulous play in the hole. And Tyler Boudreau got the win, and man, he earned it. He was tremendous tonight, going four scoreless innings out of the bullpen to get the win. So tomorrow night, it is 6:35 with fireworks after the game tomorrow. Bark in the Park 1, Sunday 6:35. 814-272-1711. Buy print downloads, steakhousebikes.com. Go to the box office. But we've got another fun one tomorrow. Tonight was just the tip of the iceberg of fun this summer. 4,490 on hand to watch their Spikes win. And it's going to be a debate as to whether the fireworks show was better than the game. I think the game may have been better tonight. The fireworks show was pretty darn good. But the 3 hours leading into it, the 2:57 leading into it, All right. Tomorrow night, Joe and I back with you at 6:05. Thanks so much for joining us at the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.